AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Yes, yes, the podcast.
Hello.
You know what's disappointing, Callum? I know you were recently in the Gravediggers pub and I saw that you got a toasty while you were there.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, really nice. So I was, my mum was up over the weekend. We were doing a few touristy bits and we ended up in the Gravediggers and I was like, well, we're going to the Gravediggers now. We'll all have Saturday. We'll have a toasty. And disappointing that they don't serve the toasties in the non-restaurant bit.
Yes, you have to go into the restaurant.
And you can't bring the toasty back over to the pub bit.
That's so annoying.
I know.
Toasty is pub food.
I know.
I went with my mum when she was over back in August and I went with her on a Monday. The restaurant is closed on Sundays and Mondays.
Ah, sure.
So
we just sat in the pub, had a pint and then we walked to Fagan's.
Sure, that's your lunch. That's your lunch.
Do you know what I had? Yeah, but no, we had, instead of the toasties, there were three of us, we got two packs of King Crisps and two packs of bacon fries. So it was lovely.
That's a substantial meal.
I think so. That's a good meal. Yeah. Now, between three.
No, that's grand. Because remember, I told you this before. King is a meal. Tato's not. It's a bit more starchier and it just feels a little bit more substantial. Mm. So that to me is dinner.
I just think they're missing a trick not serving them in the actual pub area.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. It's my lovely pint and
but
my toasty.
It's two different vibes. Like the pub is proper, like ancient.
Yeah.
And then the food
bit is
the food bit is a little bit more modern.
But the menu lends itself. So what about the coddle? Only in the restaurant.
Yeah, no food.
No food in the pub.
I don't even think there's any Crips in the pub.
There is. I was just saying. I got King and bacon fries. Yeah, disappointing.
Interesting.
Sort it out.
Let's go. David, Fiona in the morning.
Hello. How's it going?
Good morning. Welcome to Monday.
Yeah.
Welcome to the week. I'm trying to be as positive as possible about this week.
Yeah.
Because already I'm like, this is an absolute write-off for
really?
Me.
Really?
I got into studio nice and punctual because I wanted to go down and make some porridge, okay?
Mm.
I had, what would you call it? You know, like a canister of porridge. You know, like what it comes in, the big
round
cylinder type situation. Grand. I pull it out of my bag. The lid catches on something in my bag. Now, my bag, I've always been asking for trouble with this bag. Like, it's absolutely chaotic inside. But the lid catches.
No.
And now my entire bag is full of
porridge. Can you hear it?
Oats.
If you give it a shake. Oh, man, that's so disappointing.
I took a video. I'll put it up on my Instagram now. But the song that was playing while this happened was Lewis Capaldi, Survive.
Oh.
And I was like, this is just not my week.
Do you know what? In fairness, it's a good message in that song. I swear to God, I'll survive this. I will get through this. So is there like a little bit of chewing gum, few hairs and all?
Oh, God, yeah. Old crumpled up tissues. Do you know, like if I'm to put a positive spin on it, which is what I know Lewis Capaldi would want me to do. At least it wasn't cooked porridge. That would be a lot harder to clean.
That's very true.
It's just the oats rallying around the bag. So, yeah.
How much was in the cylinder? Was it full?
It was
full?
Pretty full.
Did you even get your porridge out of it?
Don't judge me.
Oh,
I scooped, you know, with the little porridge spoon. I scooped a few because you only need two.
Spin is your
Blackpink and Jump, you're on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Dave heading off to New York this morning. He'll be back with us next week. Hope all is good. Now we start the new week in a positive, you know, way. We look ahead with hope and joy and...
Not at all.
We think of all the fun that's ahead across
There's
the next five shows.
There's so much potential for us.
Yeah, and to bring you down a peg because what a week it was. We threw Fiona a hag party last week.
We did.
A country music gig was announced for Slane and we paid out... Yeah. Not once, but twice on the cash machine. But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of last week.
Aww. Let's not look back.
We will. Fiona was getting a bit accident prone last week, so Dave decided to come up with a new nickname for her.
Mental to me how you have survived this long.
No, I
like,
know.
It's amazing.
I know.
How you haven't gotten run over by a bus or something.
I know.
Like, it's just like how you leave the house with confidence every day is amazing. 100%. She is Mr. Bump. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's who she is.
Mr. I can't Bump. Say how relevant that is as I cleaned the porridge oats that exploded in my entire bag away from the desk. I am.
I think Mr. that was after.
I am Bump. Mrs. and Mr. Bump.
That was after the story of you forgetting your leap card so many times and then you getting the bus home even though you drove in.
Yep.
Oh, we were chatting about scary movies last week and poor Emma got mixed up with some of the characters.
Because they're teaming up with Universal Pictures and Blumhouse to bring horror icons like Chunky and Megan.
Chunky the killer
doll. Do you know what's so funny?
The killer thigh.
Is bizarrely, right before Emma read the word Chucky and said Chucky, I was like, I bet she's going to say Chunky.
Oh, he's picking up on my, what's it called?
Your...
I always get it wrong.
What?
When you read letters wrong.
Oh, dyslexia?
He's picking up on my possible, very possible, very likely dyslexia.
He just knows you so well.
Yeah.
And hey, Chunky would be scary. I predict that. Chunky coming 2026.
There was a bit of girl talk about hair last week and Dave finally snapped.
Mental to me how you have survived this lot.
That is the same clip.
I was like, whoa, he started that off very similarly. He finds a lot of stuff mental this way. Seems like Callum's having a worse bit of his own. How the tables have turned. Wouldn't be like you, Mr. Farmer, to make a mistake.
All right, here we are.
Emma, your hair is always so shiny and beautiful. Like, always. So, like, you wouldn't have to worry about the clean hair feel because that is
if I was listening to this, I'd turn on.
He's just jealous, man.
He is. I don't think we compliment each other enough, to be honest.
I'd agree with you, Fiona. You look the curl in your hair today is fab, by the way.
Thank you.
I actually was wondering, was that a professional blow dry?
God, no. That is unwashed since Saturday when I put the curl in.
Not here to shout you down this week. Emma's slip of the tongue revealed a very interesting dessert combination.
In the microwave for you. Okay, an ice cream or mustard?
You should have went over the next door.
You are
ice
obsessed.
Cream or mustard?
You are obsessed with having mustard.
Custard.
It's not the first time you've suggested the combo of apple pie and mustard.
Honestly, I don't know how I have this job.
Well, here we go. And finally, some of us went to the show Fiddler on the Roof in the Bored Gosh last week. And if you've seen the show, you'll know this song.
If I were a rich man.
Yeah.
And it's pretty common knowledge that the Gwen Stefani song samples that song from the musical in the song Rich Girl. But didn't poor Emma think it was the other way around?
Interpolate of Gwen Stefani's song Rich Girl.
Oh.
Now that did come from the show originally. It's not like they're not doing Gwen. Like Gwen did Fiddler.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh my God, they've got Gwen Stefani on the track. The musical is like 100 years old.
That's amazing.
There I was thinking, God, I love the way they're really putting a modern slant on this classic.
Do you know what that is? You're just young. You're just young.
Is that
Emma.
It?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you
reckon? You're very, very age appropriate for Spin. You don't know about Fiddler on the Roof. And do you know what? You don't need to.
I've been producer Callum and they were the worst bits of last week.
Thank you very,
very, nice.
Very much. Please include your faux pas next
Absolutely.
Week when we get
that
to
That'll be top of it.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's the weekend's Dancing of the Flames on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hope all is good this morning.
Hello. Oh, such a story that is stunning to bring when Dave's not here.
Oh, go
and
on.
Can't say shut up. Big
Famously,
drama.
He always tells us to shut
up. Big drama in the doll movie world,
okay.
Which is a niche that I'm, you know, coming to become more interested in over time.
Well, think back to all the time, all the actual drama surrounding, say, Barbie at the time.
Exactly.
That qualifies.
Exactly. So I think you know, there was a bit of drama when Barbie was coming out in 2023 and in the years leading up, who's going to play Barbie, who's going to direct, who's going to write. There was like a load of back and forth and people pulled out, people said they weren't doing it anymore. And I feel like that curse carries into the next doll movie.
Okay.
Which you may or might not have seen is coming out, Polly Pocket.
All right, okay.
La, 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 Polly. Or however that song went, I can't really remember. Wasn't much of a fan myself. I was absolutely obsessed with Polly Pockets.
I was too,
up.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't they have some kind of a clam house?
Yeah, well, okay. Like, it would always be like...
Within the clam.
It would open like a clam and it would have this tiny world inside. Mm. I think that's why I loved it so much. Like, it was like so detailed and so perfect. And there'd be a tiny doll that you would lose immediately.
Of course you would.
And for the rest of the time that you had this toy, all you could do is look at the tiny little world have no doll to play with. A girl, one of my friends said, her and her sister would always lose the Polly, so they played with a tiny crisp instead. You know, like a tiny like cast off.
I'm just
crisp.
Trying to think, you probably like put in like a fork instead, being like, this is my, you know, like,
yeah,
what,
like,
can
what
you,
else can
what
I
can
use?
You sub in?
It's like the way you would always lose your Barbie shoes. Like, they're just too small to expect a child. I had my 30th over COVID and I start, like, obviously we were all losing our minds and I was like, I want to start collecting Polly Pockets again. And I actually got loads of them in that, like, couple of years. Yeah, yeah. I started getting them on eBay and all. I must bring them in one day because, like, they're so nostalgic to open up again. But anyway.
Sorry, that's such a random
thing. It was a bit of a weird one. I've kind of realised I have more important things to spend my money on now. But anyway, the Polly Pocket movie is coming and everyone who's involved is very brand appropriate. So starring in the titular role will be Emily in Paris.
Oh.
Very small. Yeah, very small lady.
Yeah.
Can really see her with the little curly out bob and the little bow. And it's being made by Reese Witherspoon's film company. So she is also very teeny tiny.
Yeah, and also just very cheesy. Because your one, who's your one Emily in Paris? What's her name? Did you say?
Lily Collins.
Lily Collins. She's a bit of a cheese ball as well.
Exactly. So it just, it makes sense. The drama in question that I'm probably trying to like make more dramatic than it is Lena Dunham was meant to be writing and directing this film, but she pulled out a year ago. She just said she no longer had it in her.
Okay.
She said, I don't think I have it in me. She said, I wrote a script and I was working on it for 3 years, but I remember someone once said to me about Nancy Myers that somehow her taste manages to intersect perfectly with what the world wants. A sentence that makes absolutely no sense
in
classic Lena Dunham style and doesn't seem to be relevant to the situation at all. But I'm wondering, why did she pull out? Like, did she just feel like... Polly's not for me. I don't, you know. But I was thinking about all the people who kind of pulled in and out of Barbie. So obviously at one point it was going to star Amy Schumer. At another point Anne Hathaway was going to play Barbie. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know. Could be me.
I've just got this message in from Orla. This is like people who listen to this show kind of who come in like midway through. No, because I, this is from Orla. I missed the start of this and I thought that the girls were talking about collecting Polly Pockets, like the things that you put paper in ring binders.
I get that. I do get that. And to be honest, I need a few more of them because I could do with organising my life.
Ring binders.
No, not the binder itself. I have to work. That'll be the 40th. Just the Polly Pockets.
Speaking of little characters, did you ever watch the film Thumbelina?
Yes. Oh my God, it was so cursed. It was awful. Mary, marry the mole. They wanted...
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I remember the name. I forgot about Mary the Mole.
So good. There's a guy who like rehashes these old cursed like films from when we were growing up. And it's like this blind woman was trying to pimp out this tiny girl to a mole.
That is so true.
Please look up the plot of Thumbelina if you want to be traumatized. Would recommend.
Wow, I was looking back at it with such affection and
it was amazing.
Gorgeous,
it was so good.
Marry the Mole.
It had a dark undertones.
100% when you think about it. But yeah, I just never thought of it. All those Disney films were horrible when you think about it.
Oh my God, curse.
Into That's Not My Name. This is the game that with absolutely no hints or clues, we do our very best to guess your name. And if we do it correctly this morning, you will win yourself a gorgeous 14 IMC cinema passes.
Wow.
You might think, how on earth do they do that? Well, sometimes it's just a little bit of good old fluke.
That is what it is. And it hasn't happened for me yet, but I think today is going to be my day.
Here's how this works. You listening, you're going to hear the voice notes, some of them that have come in on 087 711 1038. We will not. And then we will go to the phones and try and guess people's names. So let's kick this off in the room, headphones off.
My name is Chelsea. Player one, let's get it done.
Player one, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. We are dying to guess your name. Fiona, shall we kick this off?
Yes, let's go. Okay, player one, is your name Kaylee?
That's not my name.
Okay.
Player one, is your name Laura?
That's not my name.
Laura. Player one, is your name Sarah?
That's not my name.
Damn it. Okay, player one, reveal yourself. What is your name?
My name's Chelsea.
Chelsea! Oh, that's
a cool, that is a really cool name.
That is
name.
A great name, Chelsea.
I need to broaden my horizons and add the name Chelsea into the kind of names I spit out sometimes.
Do we feel like I was kind of close with Kaylee?
No.
You were close.
Thank you, Chelsea.
Sorry we couldn't sort you out, Chelsea. Thanks, Mel.
That's
bye,
okay,
girl.
Thank you.
Bye. Just think of the name Chelsea. Obviously, it's a place in the UK. What other places... Chelsea, cities are airy, I believe, when you're dancing slowly, so you see. Imagine calling your kid Nottingham.
calling your kid Leeds. Forest, to be fair.
Okay, headphones off in the room again. Headphones
off. My name is Orla.
And player two, let's speak to you.
Let's go to line two.
Hello.
Hi, player two. It's Emma and Fiona. How are you doing?
Hi, player two.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Let's try and guess your name. Here we go. Player two, is your name... Rachel.
That's not my name.
Damn it.
Player two, is your name Diane?
That's not my name.
Okay, player two, is your name Lucy?
That's not my name.
Sugar, tell us, what's your name?
Orla.
Great name.
A lovely name. Not one of the
Thank
ones
you.
We guessed.
Sorry, Orla.
See
you later. Okay.
Thank you so much, Orla. Bye.
Orla is a great name.
It is a great name. I tried to go with Diane because Diane Keaton, but I think I need to stop like being attaching world events to that's not my name because usually someone's not like, oh, a famous actor died. I have the same name. Let me play that's not my name this morning. I think I need to change my game plan, to
Sorry,
be honest.
Sorry, though, but rest in peace.
Oh, my God. What a legend.
There was not a bad movie that she was in.
No, truly.
Need to catch up and watch some of her movies, actually, over the next little while. Okay, for a final time this morning, our last chance to guess someone's name correctly. Headphones off in the room.
My name is Derek.
Player three, talk to me.
All right, player three, you're up.
Hi, player three. How are you doing?
How are you?
Good, thanks. Okay, player three, I'm going to try and guess your name. Player three, is your name Dean?
That's not my name.
Okay, I'm going to stick with a D on this. Is your name Declan?
That's not my name.
Player three, is your name Michael?
That's not my name.
Oh. Go on, player three. Give us your name and it better be good.
My name is Derek.
Derek?
Oh, my God.
Okay, so we were kind of on track with the Ds.
That's
God,
so
damn.
Weird.
With the D, all right, yeah.
Oh my God, that's so random that I was so focused in on the letter D.
Good poker face, Derek.
Well done.
You didn't give anything away.
Sorry, Derek. Thanks a mil, though.
Bye.
No, thanks very much.
Bye. So we roll into next week
good
with
nightmare.
16 I'm cinema passes. Mother of
that
God.
Is just crazy,
who
Derek.
Would you bring 16 people to if you had to now, Fiona?
I'm trying to think. See, when it was 14, I was like, oh, you could go to screenings of all. Oh no, if it's 16, to be fair, because the last one's divided, you could go to screenings of all the Harry Potters separately, with a date. You could bring one person. You could bring a different person every time because there's 8 Harry Potter films. So,
but they're not showing them.
But I'll have a word. Like, it's coming up to Christmas. Like, everyone likes to watch them around Christmas time.
My point is, I wouldn't know 15 people.
Oh, God, no, I don't know one. Honestly, I'd really, really struggle to find someone to go to the cinema with. 1038.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are we getting on?
Hope you're good. I was telling you on the show last week that my mom was coming to visit over the weekend and that we had kind of the date in the diary for a while that her and my dad would come up and visit and all the rest. They live in Waterford. But my dad was like, nah, no, I'm going to go over to Spain. Basically, long and short of it is, my mom's family moved to Spain like 40 years ago, her mom and dad and all. So my dad said he'd go over and all the rest, grand. And I remember like 2 weeks ago, my dad says to me, do you want to come to Spain with me for the weekend? And I was like, random. Definitely won't get work off and you're meant to be in Dublin with me that weekend. And he was like, oh,
most
am
importantly.
I? Anyway, I'm going to Spain if you want to come. Well, I'm so glad I didn't. Did you see the state of Murcia?
No.
The flooding.
Oh, God.
The place
no more
is
flooding.
Upside down, inside out. Oh. It has been ravaged.
Oh, my God.
With storms. He hasn't literally been outside. He can't go outside very much. It's so sad. As much as I'm like, should have just stuck with your plan to come to Dublin.
Yeah. no, that is what he gets. To
have
be
you
fair.
Seen? Did sorry, you not see any of the footage? Spain. No.
No.
Like,
no.
This is like the beach. I'm going to just show, I know it's not ideal for you listening, but just imagine like...
You can hear by my reaction.
Okay,
listening.
This is the beach that's normally idyllic.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's one of these like little inlet sort of beaches, and I don't know when it's going to be swimmable again. You know the way you expect this kind of, what would you say, effects of a storm in Ireland? But yeah, this place, I'm telling you, like, there's no air. It's always so hot over there.
That's absolutely
just like
mad.
Fences
what
down, trees down, the beach is upside down, as they say, inside out. So grim. And I feel, oh, look, look, this is the flooding. This is the flooding on the street outside the apartment
whoa.
Block. You just don't expect to see that kind of flooding
like
in Spain.
It's like all up around the cars and stuff. Because there has been a bit of flooding in Spain this summer as well, hasn't
he
there?
He cannot like, wait to get out of there.
I'd say he can't. Well, that's what you get now. Serves you right. Cancelling plans on your daughter.
You should have come to Dublin and hung out with me as planned.
No, yeah, no yeah. rain here this weekend.
There wasn't. A bit of cloud, that was it.
That's grand.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Your number one hit music station.
From K-pop Demon Hunters, which Callum watched over the weekend, and the second opinion in the room that
so
it's a great
good.
Movie.
Unbelievable. So give me seven more films.
Yeah, and it just makes you, because like when this song is playing so much, it's like I need to know
the
what
context.
This is about. Because I heard like one of the, who are Soju Boys?
Yeah.
I heard one of their songs playing over the weekend and I was like, look, if we're getting into the whole K-pop Demon Hunters universe, we all need to watch this film.
And when the song starts playing, especially Golden, and you're like, I know that off the radio and it's in the film.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
it's
And it's
so
such a
good.
Big part of the film as well. I'd really recommend it to
really,
anyone who hasn't watched it yet.
For adults? Like,
yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. No, it's got a nice message and it's a bit of crack.
Okay,
and
so
there's demons.
There's
perfect
demons.
Halloween.
Yeah. See, this is actually, this isn't a spoiler. It's like they are K-pop stars, but their secret job is fighting demons and keeping the city safe.
Wow.
So, okay, Emma's
consider
not
interested. Me hooked.
Emma's that, like, shut that was the, up that was like about when you, this movie.
When you make a drawing in school and you say, oh, I've made it. And Emma's like, that's going to go right on the fridge.
That's
I'm going to watch
lovely.
That later.
And then Emma she folds it, thus signifying the death of the drawing. Speaking of my artistic endeavours, I was in Limerick over the weekend doing a gig at UCH.
You
really,
need to
really
stop
nice
working
theater.
So much.
I know, it was a bit crazy, but it was actually lovely. It was the first time they've done this in Limerick. In this theatre, they obviously have stuff on all the time, but they wanted to do like a comedy weekend of sorts. So cool. They were doing it on the Friday and the Saturday night.
It was in UL.
Yeah, in UL,
that's
in the theatre that's in. Is it?
Yeah, I loved UL.
So you know the theatre.
Not really. Not sure I was ever going to the theatre when I was in UL.
Come on, you didn't go. You didn't fancy anyone who was like
in by
in
the Students' Union area or whereabouts is it?
Maybe. I don't know.
You don't have to. It's
I
okay.
just Google mapped it directly to in there and it
okay.
took me. And it's a really nice theatre anyway. And so, yeah, they're putting on this comedy show. Fabulous. Great lineup, all sorts of people. And the woman who was running the comedy weekend was, her name was Jen, and she brings me into the green room. Loads of snacks. Sometimes you don't know what you're going to get backstage. Might be an old, like, brown looking banana. But she had all sorts. She had tea cakes. She had Biscoff biscuits. She had popcorn, every flavour of potatoes. And one of the acts had specifically requested Kit Kats. She got Kit Kats and caramel Kit Kats. Anyway, it was beautiful scenes backstage.
What act actually? She requested something for the dressing room. Pick up a Kit Kat on your way yourself.
I think she said, do you want anything? And he said, can I have some Kit Kats?
Oh,
I'd actually
be so embarrassed if I was like to a stranger on the phone, would you get me a few Kit Kats?
I know. I think they're mates though. I think he's done the panto down there a few years, not to dox him or anything. But I was glad because I had one of the caramel Kit Kats and I didn't have to involve myself at all. But one of the other things, Jen, the lovely woman who organised this gig, asked, she had a poster printed out of all the comedians and like the post, like, you know, how it was promoted online. And she was like, will you just be able to sign that? And I was like, yeah, yeah, grand. And this is always something that comes up for me. Like, I don't know what my signature is. And I'm like, do I... I've never really perfected it. And Dwayne, my boyfriend, always makes fun of me because I kind of write F the same way my mom does for, like, her name's Margaret Frawley. And she does this F that goes into the oar, and to the untrained eye, it might look like a C. So Dwayne says that my...
I took a picture.
Like, I'm going to show it to you here. And I'll put it up on my Instagram as well so you can have a look and just see it. But it's... Okay, it looks like C curve. I'll show it to you there because I can't get it up on the screen right now.
Okay, let me see. Oh, Fiona.
Do you know what I mean? But oh, Fiona, I'm nervous.
That's not a signature, darling. You can't make out a single thing. That's not... What do you mean perfected? It's nowhere close to even being beginning to be established.
And then,
That's just...
And so then I was like having like an internal conflict, sitting there by myself being like, oh my God, she's going to think I am an absolute sap, that I think I'm famous and that I need to do like a secretive autograph that no one can crack the code of what it is. And then
we had like to overthink things.
I know. And then we had to sign two. So I had to try and sign the second one in the exact same way. And I was like, I don't know how I did that. It was just a scribble. And then I was looking at everyone else, all the other comedians who just signed their name normally. And I was like, why couldn't I just do that? Does anyone else struggle when like you're asked, sign something, or like what's your signature?
I think signatures are a massive waste of time because mine changes every time.
Yeah, no, mine never does. I know exactly what's going on.
I'm a C and an F, and then the rest is just one weird line.
So okay, so you do C squiggle F squiggle.
No, I don't do the C squiggle. I just do C then an F.
Oh, okay. So you just do your initials.
Yeah.
And you never fill out your full sign.
No.
That's so stupid.
No.
It's a lovely name as well. I'd love to
Callum
write your name.
Farmer.
No.
Callum, I love the double L. What do you do? Do you, like, is it clear, like, it's Emma Nolan?
Yeah.
Or is it, like, okay.
I'm a great Siggy.
But then I'm, then I'm worried if I just write it, it looks too childish. And, like, I'm really trying to tell
signature.
People. It's kind of squiggle as well. Okay, you can see it's Emma, and then it's lovely. And then it goes noonie noonie, which is what signatures should do, I suppose. Anyway, maybe we can put them both up and you can see what you think. But
I'll pop them on the Instagram
banger.
There, official spin 1038 to judge who has the better signature.
Mine looks like it says fur.
You need to get it together, Fiona. Like, do you know what I mean? At this stage.
I'm about to be famous, guys. There's going to be people asking for this.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
On this morning's show, I really want to get a good vibe of how much tass we have between us across this city and county, okay?
Oh, I love this.
I'm talking all sorts of tass. What is your tass? What do you have that you will never get rid of, no matter how much someone else in the household is like, would you get rid of that? It's an eyesore, whatever the case may be. 087 711 1038. Tell us what your tass is, please. Not tattoos, as in crap that you got at some point in your life that you just, it's memorable to you, whatever the case.
Tacky holiday shite.
Yeah. Stuff like that. Stuff maybe from a Christmas cracker.
Oh, whatever.
Something that you just cannot get rid of. This is on my mind because my best friend Emer was on holidays with her fella last week and they did like kind of a boat cruise, one of those typical like touristy things that you do. And she sent this video into our group chat after the boat trip, like she was like crying with laughter. Essentially, there was a woman going around, obviously hustling, making a few quid, fair play to her, taking photos of people as they were like enjoying their meal or having their drinks or whatever. And so she paused them at the couple, Emer and her fella at one point, and were like, smile for a photo. And so they smiled together for a photo anyway, not really knowing what it was for. She reappears at the end of the boat trip with a... What would you say? Like, she's produced this book, this like almost
like an
album book of candid shots that she's taken of them all night, right? Now, you know yourself, we live in an age where, you know, candid shots are fake.
Yeah.
You know, when you take a candid shot, it's like, okay, everybody laugh.
Yeah.
It's posed. So, you know, maybe they weren't as delighted with how they appeared as they normally would be. Anyway, they got such a laugh off this.
It's the front. Okay, it gets better.
I really wish I could share these photos with everyone, but I can't. They're not mine, obviously. But these were just so funny, and her reaction to them was just so funny as well.
Yeah.
But I was saying, it's utter tat, but you can never ever throw that out.
Absolutely
that is
not.
A keepsake for the rest of your life.
If you have something in your household that makes you laugh that much as you turn every page and like descend further and further into like uncontrollable laughter, you need to keep that. Like that is like therapy.
She sent me this video the other day and I'd say I've watched it 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 times over the weekend. I just go to it like once an hour, I'd say.
It's the front cover.
Okay, it gets better.
Number one.
These are just random photos, them like just enjoying a conversation. Maybe like an expression on their face isn't the most flattering at that particular moment because they're not expecting it.
Yeah, of course.
No idea this woman was snapping them all night, but I was like, that is one of the best pieces of tat I've ever seen.
Oh my God, no, it's incredible. But I'm dying. Like, does this woman have like a printer on board?
She must do. It's got, as I say, it came back as if you've ordered it on Moonpig.
Yeah,
one of them
and she must, she must have the books with her and then she takes the candid photos and she slots them in.
Must do, yeah.
It's a big, it's a big effort. In case, well, I suppose if someone doesn't like it and they don't buy them, out those pictures come and she puts in the next one.
But like, when it's so put together like that, you can hardly refuse.
Can't say
like,
no.
I don't know. I should have asked how much they were charged for it. But anyway, she couldn't leave it behind. Such a laugh.
Oh my God, no, I love it.
With that in mind, tell us all about your tat. It could be something from the noughties that you can't get rid of. It could be old DVDs. It could be, as we say, something in a Christmas cracker. It could be maybe you're one of these people who holds on to like receipts around the time you started dating someone you know, at the very beginning. Could be old diaries. Does that count as tat?
Sentimental. Broken like statue that you're like, oh, I'll fix that now.
Chelsea is standing by. What's your tat?
CD cases.
Oh, just the cases?
Yeah, just the cases. The CDs are long gone.
But you refuse to get rid of the cases?
Yeah, I would, yeah, because they're like childhood memories from like Hannah Montana and Leona Lewis.
Yes. Oh my God. You might need to look up the little lyric book sometimes, to be fair. So it's handy to have. You've got to keep the CD case.
And where in the house do you store them?
They're just in an old press with loads of other little bits.
And you're like, I could make money off these someday, or I want to show me kids someday kind of a thing. I'm holding on to them.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Thanks, Emil. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Tell us what your tat is. Send us your voice notes on 087-711-1038. Coming up on 8:45 this Monday morning, hope you're good, and asking you this morning on 087-711-1038, what is your tat? What is something around the house or buried away in the attic that you just will never get rid of? It could be something really plastically and cheap and ugly looking, offensive to the eye, whatever the case may be. The reason I'm even thinking about this is I got a video the other day from my best friend Emer. She was away with her fella on a little break and they did a cruise. I think it was in Turkey they were in. Anyway, they were on a cruise and a lady went around and took a photo of them on the cruise and said smile or whatever. Little did they know, this person was taking photos of them for the entire cruise, and as they were getting off the boat, she presented them with a photo album that she had produced. And it was all these like candids and them chatting, and some of the angles might not have been as flattering as say we'd used to when we normally all have full control over how we kind of appear in a photo or what makes it to print or online or whatever. So they got such a laugh off this. Emer was cackling, sending me the pictures. It was just really funny. Kind of similar to you, Holly, I think. What happened to Emer, is it?
Yeah, so my husband is working over in India, so I went over to visit him and we went to the Taj Mahal.
Oh, wow.
And then there was like a tour sort of a thing, so we just said, yeah, we might as well just get it. And he had us some of the most ridiculous poses and like, you know, like put your arm on him here and your leg up here and there. Ridiculous, like.
Oh, that's class. Oh. I love it. Did you feel like a real Egypt? Is it something that you look on back now and just get a good laugh off?
Yeah, I would. Like, there were like 80 pictures in the thing, but like only like 10 were like Instagram worthy, like the rest were just too embarrassing.
I'm so glad they met. And so did you get an album like Emer did?
Oh yeah, it's proper. They're all printed out and they gave us a digital copy as well.
Oh, that is so fun. Like, how long were you there in the photo shoot? Like, how long did it take to get the perfect leg up, arm over pose that they seem to have been looking for?
Well, they walk around with just all different parts of the Taj Mahal themselves. Like, oh, and in this one we do this. And
what's
this
the weirdest position you were in for any of the photos?
Well, we had one with like random strangers as well that like just wanted to get enough pictures with us. So there's like us in the middle and like maybe a family of 20 Indian people.
That one's straight over the mantelpiece.
I love it. Holly, thanks a mil.
Thank you so much, Holly.
No problem. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. What task do you have in the house that you will refuse to get rid of? 087 711 1038.
We're kind of talking about, like, obviously, like, pictures that you get on holidays there, and then we're kind of talking about photo shoots. And I, like, my family had a lot of photo shoots growing up, like, all, so, you know, like, with the, like, denim and the white t-shirts and, you know, that kind of thing. And there's what, like, it's not, like, particularly taff, but it's just, like, a picture that it has aged badly, and it's like, why do we have that? So we rarely would have, like, the parents in the photo shoot, like, it'd just be the three kids, but there's one. My mom and dad were in it, and I think my brother is like 3 years old or something, and my dad was obviously worried that like my brother was gonna like kick off and start going mad in this studio, and he was like holding his leg, my little brother's leg, while he was sitting on his lap, and the photographer was like, Jed, like, can you release your hand, because it looks very sinister, like it's not really like giving family portrait kind of vibe. So then the picture,
like,
that,
don't you dare move.
Yeah, literally the picture that made the cut, he just still has one finger on my brother's thigh, and for some reason that's the one that we went with. That's hanging in the house. It's incredible.
Are they still a done thing? I feel like kind of family at that time has something knocking around the house of the big, as many as possible. One with the grandparents in, one with the wider family in.
I feel like the ones now are like, you know, those newborn photo shoots where they're like wrapped up and they're like in some sort of like hedgehog costume for some reason, and they're like in the smallest thing
and their
possible.
Head always looks like it's in a really uncomfortable position.
And it's like, are they okay? I also had for so long, it's not that long, but I had to get rid of this. My cowboy hat from the Eras tour was on top of my fridge, gathering dust for so long. And I was like, it's not even a good cowboy hat. I was like, it's
time to move on.
It's time to give up the dream. I actually just get rid of that like last week. Yes. RIP to Taylor.
Taylor Swift is alive and well, just to confirm that. Lauren, what is your task?
A very expensive, full-on Cinderella dress.
Oh my God. Perfect. Obviously, I see why you would keep that. It's so practical for the wardrobe.
Why would you have such an expensive Cinderella dress? From when and why?
My mom and dad went on a Caribbean cruise.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing it was like guilt or something for leaving us behind.
Stop.
How much are we talking?
Oh, I'd say it was £100.
Jesus.
Oh, and so this is for you when you were what age?
22.
No, I think I was like 8 or something.
And you just held on to it all these years. Maybe you could rework it for a wedding dress at some point.
Oh no, my daughter's wearing it now.
Oh, she? Perfect. Well, then it's. I feel like has a new lease of life.
That's good tat though. That's some good tat you got there.
Yeah, I lived up in the attic for years.
Yeah. Oh, they're the best things though, when you uncover that and you're like, wait, what the hell is this? You see like the blue like puffy fabric sleeves. And then you're like, oh my God.
Like throwback. The thing was huge.
Yeah, that's they spent a fair few quid on that tat. I wouldn't be throwing that out either.
Yeah,
Lauren, thanks a mil.
Thank you so much, Lauren.
No problem. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Chapel Row now. This is the Subway on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Justin Bieber and Daisies on Spin. With Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Where is he on holidays at the moment?
Oh, it's not.
I know people were thinking like it looked like he was in Kerry or something, but then I think Scotland.
Oh,
but it was like
Scotland?
A similar vibe. Like it looked like he could have been in Tralee, like outside of a chipper kind of thing. And now it looks like him and Hayley were just kissing outside a lovely lake that's giving to me Alps kind of vibe.
Oh, okay.
It's like a big blue lake.
Maybe they went from Scotland mountains. Up further north to something more mountainy and cold looking.
That's exactly, as we all do. But yeah, they're having a lovely little holiday for themselves. Oh yeah, he's got a picture of him on a rowboat. You know, like they're just living their wholesome life as they do. Fair play. Good lad, Justin.
Let's go! With Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
How are we?
We were out for dinner with Dwayne, my boyfriend's dad, for his 60th over the weekend.
Oh, lovely. God, yeah. Dwayne's dad's young.
I know, they're youthful parents, very, very young, king and queen. And we were in Darwin's on Is that on Anger Street? Yeah, I think it is. So there was another birthday on the evening, and like they asked, so Dwayne's dad's name is Hugh, and they were like, what's your name? And like, it's your birthday. Like, basically, you know, very much no spoiler, like a very much spoiler alert. Like, we're going to write something on a piece of, on a plate, and we're in icing, and we're going to bring you out a happy birthday.
Kind Lovely.
Of thing. We're like, grand, okay. So we know that's to come. And there was another birthday earlier in the night, and all the staff come out and sing happy birthday. But they also bring loads of wigs and hats for everyone at the table.
That's nice
to put on.
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah. So there was like a judge wig. There was like an elephant kind of hat with a trunk. There was like a cap like that you'd wear on a hen party. Do you know? Yeah, one of those like bedazzled kind of train driver hats.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we were like, okay, that's grand. And the like bag for life with all the wigs and hats was then sitting beside that table for a while. And then they came out and sang happy birthday to Hugh. And I was like, maybe those people brought those wigs and hats from home because I don't see them coming out for us. No, no, out they came. So Dwayne's dad put on the judge hat. I put on like a cast off from the Viking Splash Tour. Mm. Also, honourable mention to a MAGA visor that had like a Trump wig built into it. There was actually two of those.
And they go all out for
They really
them.
Do. And then it's kind of like, where does it end? Mm. Like, am I rude if I take this off? Mm. Like, what?
Can we just discuss as well how awkward the birthday song is
for
you?
Stop.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
To Hugh.
It's happy so birthday.
It's Hugh and you.
It's good.
I know.
Good,
yeah. That is very,
because
very
you could
true.
Because you could drop all of the U's and just go, happy birthday to Hugh. Yeah. Happy birthday to
Hugh.
Oh
my God, I should have said to you, feel the right idiot now, Hugh. Happy birthday and all, but the song's crap for you.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona with you after 10 o'clock this morning. We are kicking off the Naughty Threesome. You can get your naughties fix with Michaela and later on today with Steve K as well. For now, this story's been doing rounds for the last few days. Billie Eilish, she's teamed up with Uno, or Mattel, I guess, kind of both. Mm-hmm. She's producing a special edition Uno canvas deck in collaboration with her. I think this is a good move. I didn't realise how much of a serious fan Billie Eilish was of the game Uno until I watched her in an interview with Amelia de Mielenburg.
Oh, Amelia de Mielenburg.
De Mielenburg. Yeah. De Mielenburg. De Mielenburg works better.
Look at the, yeah, you're right. I'll tell her to change it.
She was talking about the kind of fights they have in the Eilish household over games of Uno.
Yeah, Uno just announced some garbage about like, oh, you can't stack pluses. Like, sorry. Like, the game's not fun then. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You gotta stack all the pluses and like reverse the reverses and skip the skips. You know what I'm saying?
They obviously made some statements about just, there was question marks over certain rules of the game and they didn't sit well with her.
I've actually never played it.
What?
No.
It was banned in our house during COVID to me and the girls because it caused so many rows and 30 seconds had to be removed to the shed.
Oh, 30 seconds is good crack. 30 but seconds it never ends well.
No, but me and the two girls, it was removed to the shed. I took it away one day and I
with
said,
gloves. I said, it's too triggering.
We were already going through a global pandemic.
Yeah, there was enough
this going
is
causing
on.
Problems in this household. But basically, it's the first time ever Uno have done this in terms of a collaboration. I presume it makes total sense for them. Like, one of the biggest artists in the world are obsessed with you. Let's get on board. So what she's doing is, it's a classic good move for them. This is sold separately, so they're add-on cards. So you add them into your deck.
Okay.
Designed by Billie, rules by Billie. There's special rules like the wild pass color card. It lets players pass all their cards of a certain color to the next player, which is good and could ruin you quite quickly.
Okay.
There's the trick wild card that lets players immediately take another turn if the next player doesn't have the right card in their hand. All these kind of things kind of add a bit of pizzazz to it, which is quite intelligent,
so
I feel.
So this is basically like her dream way to play it. If, like, she's like growing up playing it, being like, I wish I could have done this. And now she gets to because she's Billie Eilish. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, she's a fanatic. I was thinking, it's kind of weird that board games haven't tapped into this, because there's collaborations with all sorts of brands, with all sorts of celebrities. We only saw recently Doja Cat kind of tricked people, taking a bite out of, seems to take a bite out of her MAC lipstick on a red carpet. Turned out it was actually chocolate, and it was announcing a new collaboration between her and MAC. But there's others they could do. I was thinking Justin Bieber and Cluedo might be a good match.
Okay.
Releasing a new album, dropping all the hints that his relationship relationship is just fine to keep the press away from him. All those little clues along the way.
Interesting.
And speaking of clues, I know the Swifties are like, obviously, we'll get to it, okay? Give me a second. 30 seconds might work quite well with Sabrina Carpenter because she loves a bit of innuendo. She could work with
that. Yes. I think that, yeah. I get you.
There could be a filthy 30-second version courtesy of Sabrina Carpenter and her album, Man's
Or what's
Best
that
Friend.
Game? Cards Against Humanity. The real, like, rotten one. Yeah, it could be good for her.
I remember playing Cards Against Humanity at a stag. My friend Colin Stag years ago. And I'll never forget how much I felt like I should not be laughing, but I'm crying.
It's you hard, know, it's like, hard not to. That's how they get you.
This is the most horrific thing I've ever heard come out of anyone's mouth, but I am on the floor. It's hilarious. It's awful, but hilarious. You kind of want to bless yourself after playing or after laughing. And finally, Connect Four becomes Connect 60 or something. All Taylor Swift's Easter eggs that she leaves along the way for people to connect and put together.
Oh, they'd love
There's
that
something
now.
To work with there.
They would love that.
I'm shook that you have never played Uno, Fiona Ferrari.
Can we add that to the list of, can we do that for our Christmas party? Can we play Uno? I think
we don't have to do it with the whole company. We can just have a game
tonight
ourselves.
No, just us, but we'll go off into a corner. I remember Dwayne's family trying to explain it to me one summer in Donegal, and I was like, oh, there's a lot of rules to this.
You pick it up quick. We got this, girl. Sombra, this is Back to Friends. You're listening to Spin.
That's such a tune, Ray. Recharged.
And where's my husband on Spin? Morning.
Morning. How are you? Girls, we cannot bloody win at the moment.
Oh, yeah?
Girls and everyone else who cares about aging prematurely and trying to keep the skin young and youthful and is injecting all sorts and, you know, painting their face with stuff and taping their face and like putting collagen, eating collagen, rubbing collagen all over them and trying to keep themselves young. Okay? It's hard. You try and do all these bits. And one particular thing you try and do to keep the skin young is drink water. Obviously.
Loads
it's
of
like
other
rule
excellent
one. Yeah. You know, keep it hydrated. Oh yeah, and it keeps you alive and stuff as well. Obviously. That's handy too. But this came across my desk recently from a Dr. Brendan Kong, who is like, he's basically a medical guy from like an aesthetics clinic in London. And he's kind of listed out some of the worst things for premature aging.
Okay.
And they basically just indicate we can never have any crack ever. I say this as Boom. Emma violently chugs water.
Yeah, I just got to fry there. I was like, haven't drank water in half an hour.
Before I tell her why she can never drink it again. Okay, you actually did it okay there because you just drank out of a bottle. What apparently is the real killer?
I bet you I know where this is going.
Sipping out of a straw.
Yeah.
It kind of gives you that like smoker's lines, you know, the kind of like, because you're pursing your lips.
As my mom always
time.
Said when she was telling me as a teenager, never smoke, your mouth would look like a cat's bum.
That's so true.
All those lines around
your
mouth.
You know what? She's dead right. That's painting you a good picture. Mm. I actually did see recently on TikTok this like anti-aging straw, but it's absolutely mental looking. Like you could not be serious with this. It kind of like curves up and then it has like a big flat circle at the top curve and you kind of just have to like gently hover your lips over it. But it's like, do you want to look younger in 20 years or do you want to look like an absolute sap now?
Between
like
now
the choice
and then.
Is yours. Yeah, you know what I mean?
No,
and
it's gas, isn't it? Because, it does. I've often thought that, like anything straw related where you're constantly sipping. And again, it goes back to, like you said, the smoker's situation where, you know, you're sucking on something.
Yeah.
If you're doing it that often, it is going to have an effect around your mouth.
I've been trying to like suck from my Stanley cup, like at the side of my mouth, but I don't know if it works. I'm probably just going to have a load of lines like going to one
or
side.
Or loads of a dribble.
Yeah, exactly. Other things that will cause you to age prematurely. It's just like basically you're never going to have fun again. Having hot showers.
What?
Hot water can strip the natural oils of the skin, disrupting the skin barrier and causing dehydration, says Dr. Kong. So he says he tells people to stand in the shower with their nose up like they think they're better than everyone else so that the hot water doesn't get on their face. So I guess that's like you can still have hot water, but like to keep it away from your face is what we're going to say.
Too much pressure, lads. This is crazy.
Chewing gum. Chewing contracts the masseter and obliquarius oris muscles. Yes, I said that right. Causing them to enlarge, which can give you a wider, lower face.
Okay, no good.
Okay, obviously.
Chewing gum out. Hot showers out. Stanley cups out. What else we got?
Sunglasses in. Don't forget your sunglasses. Because if you're ever squinting, that's obviously not good. Something I
remember how depressing it was. You know, the Kardashians have had so many moments where they're just not good for young people in terms of what they represent. And I think it was one episode where Kim was like, yeah, you just don't smile. You just can't smile because it's just, it creates these lines.
Yeah, I've seen a few so videos toxic, like that. Like. I've actually been, because you know, I've been going to my PT, my personal trainer, not as often as I should have at all. And she's had me benching, which I've never done before.
Fun.
And I'm like so conscious of what my face is doing as I'm doing. And I'm like, this is not great for my anti-aging regime.
Fiona.
So I might have to have a word about that. Okay, this is one we're all a bit guilty of, sleeping in your makeup.
Oh, yeah,
it's
all the
not
time, yeah.
good.
Did that on Friday night, actually, for the first time in ages.
It's, apparently, it's one of the fastest tracks to premature aging.
But, like, I'm like, if I wear makeup for 20... Say, for example, right? This is my argument.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Go on.
I put on makeup, hypothetically, at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
And I wear that makeup on my face until 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay? That's 20. That's 13 hours of wearing makeup. Say I put on makeup at 8 p.m., go out, and, go out, sleep, come home, sleep, and wake up at 7 and have a shower. It's the same amount of time the makeup was on my face anyway.
It is. I suppose they're working off the assumption that someone wears makeup all day, every day. Your skin needs a chance
okay,
to
breathe. Okay, so I'm fine then.
Look. Yeah, you can wear no makeup during the day and then wear it to bed because you never know who you'll meet in your dreams. Perfect. Yeah. Speaking of in bed, sleeping on your side. I've heard this
droopiness before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you have to sleep flat on your back.
Nah.
Which I just, it's not for me. I like to curl up. And finally, doom scrolling in bed. The blue light emitted from your phone screen could contribute to skin aging. So,
well, look, I think we need to embrace it, lads. The wrinklier, the better. That's the next trend
so
I want.
I think so too. I want to have a mouth like a cat's arse and I'll wear it proudly.
Who's got the sexiest wrinkle in Dublin? That's what I want to know. Here's Olivia Dean. This is Man I Need on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
It is time. If you've been with this show for a while, well, thank you. A game that we played a very long time ago that I think, Fiona, you haven't yet played on the show. I could be wrong.
I don't think so.
Have you ever been versed on One Foot in the Rave?
Oh, this is not ringing a bell for
okay.
me.
Okay. So One Foot in the Rave, if you're listening, you might remember this game. Imagine the idea that you take one foot into the nightclub and you say, nah, I'm going to get chips and I'm going home. We play you one point, oh sorry, not even 1 second. Remind me, Callum, what is it, 0.25?
Yeah, so at the start of this game, you get 0.2 seconds of a dance song.
Okay.
That's all it is. And you have to tell us what is the song.
Oh, you might know our game A Second at the Cinema where you get 1 second of a movie.
Yeah.
This is 0.2 seconds of a dance song. So we know it's definitely a dance song. And we're going to start with 10 IMC Cinema passes this morning, okay?
Wow.
If someone can identify this dance song from 0.2 of a second, absolute legends, win your race to the cinema by 10. If we don't get a winner today, the clip will increase to 0.4 of a second, 0.6 of a second, still not even 1 second, by the way.
Yeah.
And the cinema passes will deplete. Start to deplete.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
It sounds hard, and on paper
it is
hard.
Really hard.
And I always say, when you know the answer, it's a very obvious. And I made this, so this 0.2 of a second clip is very obvious to me.
Yeah,
but like, as soon as you hear it, you're like, maybe I know it.
Because it's tough with dance songs, because it's like, I know how to sing them, but do I know who they are?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right, let's have a listen, okay? 0.2 of a second of a song. If you think you know what it is, get in touch with the word rave. 087-711-1038. Ah, Callum.
What?
Not much going on there, Callum. For God's sake!
No, there's...
Ooh, it's obvious to me.
There's instrumental and there is vocal in there.
No, there's not.
There is!
Is it from...
It's instrumental and vocal. It's not that.
I thought it was Call On Me.
Is it within the last... Is it within like a spin?
Yeah. It's not super old.
It's not an old one.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Let's listen again now knowing that there's vocal in there, okay? There's no one singing there.
There is. That's vocal.
Yeah, she's going...
I can't hear that. I don't hear anyone on that. Not bizarre. Okay, if you think you know, drop us a WhatsApp with the word rave, 087-711-1038. What are you saying?
Can you really not hear the person singing?
No.
What?
Is this a whole like Lanny Yarl thing? Because I can just hear like as if it's a beat.
It's like,
Not me.
Emma,
That's crazy.
Have a go. You can win yourself to the cinema 10 times. Just have a guess. It'd be great if you could even rule some songs out as well. Like I guessed Call On Me there. That is incorrect. 087-711-1038. It's Dave and Fiona, and we are bringing back a game this morning we haven't played in absolutely ages. It's called One Foot in the Rave. Imagine yourself taking a little step into a nightclub saying, nah, 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 this is madness. Not for me.
Not for me. Offer a kebab.
Exactly. We play you 0.2 seconds, which is crazy. Sorry, 0.2 of a second of a dance song, and your job is to identify it. It's been a while, and at the time it was kind of normalized saying that. Now that I'm saying it after all these months, I'm like, nah, this is a stupid game. How on earth is anyone supposed to figure out what a dance song is from 0.2 of a second?
It's stupid unless you know it.
Exactly.
And then you think it's the best game ever. It but I don't know it.
I don't either. This is the clip this morning. Kelly thinks she knows. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Yeah, we're not too bad, thanks. This is the clip, Kelly. Any idea what that song is?
I think it's Lady Gaga, Dancing Till I'm Dead.
I'm dancing until I'm dead. The Dead Dance. Is it Lady Gaga and the Dead Dance? We do know it's a dance song.
No! Oh, no, Kelly.
That's very interesting, though. Good guess. Did you hear like what you thought was a Lady Gaga vocal there?
Yeah, I don't know. It just sounded real Lady Gaga-ish.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, you're right. It does sound Lady Gaga-ish. Sorry, wasn't to be.
Oh,
thanks, Kelly.
I don't know what it is now.
Oh, go on.
Is it Titanium?
Ooh. Is it Titanium?
Yeah, is it?
It's not! I'm sorry, Kelly. Your head's wrecked here this morning.
Well,
you're dead right to give it another go.
Yeah, 100%. Thanks, Milhon.
Thanks, Kelly.
All right, thanks.
Bye. Bye, 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 bye. Okay, this again is that clip. Who do we have there in line two?
Hello, this is Denise.
Hi, Denise. It's Emma and Fiona here from Spin. How are you?
Hi, Denise.
Good, thank you.
Very formal answer you gave us there. In fairness, we could be the bank. You never know, who it's going to be.
Now, Denise, this is the clip of the dance song. Do you have any ideas?
I think it's Golden by Huntress.
You think it's Golden by Huntress?
Okay.
The song from K-pop Demon Hunters.
Great,
it's
fun.
Not. I'm sorry.
Oh no, sorry, Denise. No, I'm sorry. You were too focused on your professional phone answer and not focused enough on the music. But to say, I also don't have an absolute clue what it is. So well done,
Denise.
Thanks,
Denise.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Talk to you later. Okay. For the final chance this morning, can we get rid of this? What are you up to this morning, Chris?
Not much. Just heading to.
Okay, very good, very good. But before that, you have a more important task at hand. It's guessing what this song is.
Any ideas, Christopher?
It's David Guetta, On My Love.
Oh, the one with Dara Larson. On My Love, On My Love. Oh, what? Chris, it's not. I'm sorry, but thanks for giving it a go.
Well done, Chris, for a good guess.
No problem, thanks.
Enjoy.
Bye-bye. So what we do now at this point, Fiona, is we will play 0.4 of a second.
Whoa.
Which is still, I know we're so lucky, right?
Whoa.
So spoiled us. We'll double the amount of time, and tomorrow there will be 10 IMCs and 8 IMCs of passes for the taking. So if you want to enter early, we'll give you a little preview of tomorrow's clip, okay? Same song, just that slightly bit longer. Does this give you any more of an idea? There's a lot more going on towards the end there. Oh, come on, Emma, wake up.
I think I definitely recognise it, but I just don't know. Yeah. Like,
if you have any ideas, you can drop over the word rave at any stage on 087711.
No need to make it such an evil laugh, Callum. No need to make it maniacal.
What is that? So annoying. We play again tomorrow. Lola Young now and Messi. This is Spin. Lola Young and Messi, you're listening to Spin. How are we?
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
What are you laughing at?
How are you?
Which is how we should do every sign off, in my opinion. Welcome in to Fiona's Final Thoughts, the part of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want. And today, I'm going to issue a warning, a word of caution to everyone who has a phone. So, I didn't realise I accidentally had my disappearing messages turned on a few WhatsApp conversations.
Oh, it's such an easy thing to accidentally turn on and not realise.
I don't know how I did it.
Sometimes we just flick up
Okay.
So with your thumb, if you like, say if you kind of want to hold down on a message and add an emoji react or something, but if you accidentally kind of flick up a little bit,
right,
it'll just automatically turn them on. It's real annoying.
Okay. Yeah. For it was for a few chats where the stakes were low. Nothing that I really need to particularly retain from those correspondences. But one which was an absolute killer was with my PT. I briefly mentioned her there earlier in the show. So I've been going to this PT, and I mean, it's going great. Like, I love her. She's so fab. She's so lovely.
I love but her. She loves me.
She doesn't love me.
She
I really
makes me do a burpee.
Literally, that was incredible. I really struggle to go any time other than when I have to go with her, like when it's mandated. And then it's so awkward because, like, okay, say she's given me my upper body routine and then I meet her again to do the upper body routine again. And she's like, and now do your lateral lifts and now do your blah, blah, blah. And I just don't know what any of them are because I haven't been practicing and it's so painful.
I made such an idiotic mistake the other day. I had a note from the post office just to say there's a package here for you. It was delivered to here because I wasn't around when it was dropped off. I bought myself 8 kg weights. Yeah.
Whoa.
Just to try and sort myself out a little bit with this boxing stuff upcoming.
8.
And you know what? I didn't realise which package it was. I didn't even think until I picked up the package and had to walk home carrying 16 kilograms worth of weight.
Oh my God.
It was agonizing.
That's unbelievable, Emma.
Ah, it was tough now.
But so I did, I was meant to, she put me in, she was like, I'll book you in for your own gym session that you go to by yourself. It's this Friday. Mm. I didn't go. I had to go on Saturday. I opened my WhatsApp with her to see where is the routine that she wrote out for me. I had disappearing messages turned on. I had to message her and be like, sorry. So now she knows that I didn't go to the gym on Friday. And now she knows that I don't know what my routine is. It could not be worse for me.
I thought you meant, so that meant I had to go home and eat pizza on the couch all
day. That was my only option.
It was
guys,
the only option.
That was the only alternative. I tried. No, I did go. It was terrible.
You have to meet her today.
Meeting her on Wednesday.
Oh, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Lewis Capaldi now. This is the beautiful Something in the Heavens on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.